babysitting. When I dropped out of school, it wasn't easy to find work. Nobody seemed to want to hire a girl with no qualifications. Tried applying for jobs of advertising newspapers on the internet without receiving any replies. One day I spotted an ad for a job that was not so tempting, but I really needed the money. The ad said they were looking for a living babysitter to take care of three young children. Said no qualifications necessary, just required someone young, responsible and pretty. Remember the number, and the phone was answered by a woman with a sweet and friendly voice. I told her I was calling about a babysitting job. She hired me on the spot. Didn't even want to meet me in person. Said she needed me to start immediately. I was delighted. Next morning, drove out over to the house to meet the family. As soon as I got there, the house was beautiful, both inside and out. Could tell the family's wealthy. The woman and her husband greeted me with broad smiles on their faces and introduced me to their children. The two boys, a girl, Sebastian was a 6-year-old, Damien was 5, Nikika was 4. The kids seemed to be nice, happy and friendly. They were always polite, they never fought with each other and never made a mess. All they did was play alone or read a book. Parents announced they were going out for dinner and wouldn't be home until late that night. They told me the children had already been fed, so all they had to do was get them ready for bed. Mother gave me a phone number, told me to call her if it was an emergency. Father told me to make myself at home if I was hungry. He said I could take whatever I wanted from the refrigerator. For after their parents left, the children sat down on the sofa to watch TV. Very quiet and barely said a word during the commercial. I was feeling a bit hungry, so I went into the kitchen to make myself a snack. As I was rummaging the refrigerator, I couldn't but help but notice two large jars stuffed in the back of the fridge. Both were wrapped in plain brown paper, a rubber band sealing the rim. I wondered what on earth could be in them, because he got a bed of me. So I took out one of the jars and peeled back the brown wrapper to take a little peek. It's full of long strings of fatty meat floating in a murky red liquid. Couldn't tell what kind of meat it was, but it looked like pork or beef. Just as I was about to put the jar back where I found it, I heard a noise behind me. It startled me so much, banging my head on the shelf above me. When I turned around, Sebastian was standing in the doorway staring at me. "Put that back," he said. "That's not for you." A look in his eyes and the tone of his voice sent chills down my spine. "Sorry," I muttered. "Just looking for something to eat." But I didn't reply. Just stood there, staring at me. Placed the jar back in the refrigerator and shut the door. Then turned around and went back to the living room. God, I lost my appetite. So I went and joined the children in the living room and watched the cartoons of them. Trying not to let my imagination get the better of me. The cartoons finished and the news came on. A story about a teenage girl who had gone missing. Police found her decomposing head in the dumpster. They said they had no idea what happened to the rest of her. Afraid the ghostly news story would upset children, so I changed the channel and told them to get time for bed. The kids didn't complain. They just walked upstairs in single file, went to the bedroom, put them in their pyjamas they got ready, and got them ready to bed. Then I tucked them in, kissed them all goodnight, and switched out the lights. When I went downstairs, I was bored and absolutely nothing to do, so I decided to watch a movie. Looked for the family DVD collection. They were all cartoons of Disney movies. I wasn't in the mood for any more kid stuff. Bottom of the shelf, I spotted some old VHS tapes. One of the strange titles was M-Girls. It seemed rather curious, so I decided to take a look at it. Put a videotape in VCR, pressed play. Then I sat down on the sofa and made myself comfortable while the video started. First thing I noticed was it was a home video. Family must have recorded it themselves. The parents and children were all laughing and looking. They were having the fun. I was about to turn it off when I happened to notice someone else in the video. It was a girl who looked like she was late teens. It seemed like she was a previous babysitter. She looked very familiar. Seems like I recognised her from somewhere. Perhaps she went to school. Then it finally hit me. Oh, my freaking God, I thought. It was a missing girl from news report. Hands are shaking, my whole body's trembling. Just wanted to get out of there as fast as possible. Jumped out of my seat, checked the video and put it back in its case. Then I remembered the jars in the refrigerator. I had to see what was in those jars. But with a shudder, went to the kitchen, opened the refrigerator. Maybe it was overacting, I thought. Reached and took out the second jar, peeling back the brown paper wrapper. Could see the large, pale hunks of meat and strips of fat floating red with liquid. So the meat looked like it had skin on it, human skin. I could see what looked like strands of hair, long hair, human hair. I was so scared I felt like it, but I wanted to pee my pants. Ripped off the rubber band I was sealing in the jar and peered inside. There were fern eyebills staring back at me. Horrified, I dropped the jar and smashed on the kitchen floor. Ran to the living room. Pulled on my jacket, grabbed the new video tape and stuffed it into my pocket. Came out of the hallway. I just looked standing at the foot of the stairs. Where are you going, Oz? I just remembered a stomach and forgot something. I have to go home and get it. Be back in a few minutes. Damien and Lika came running downstairs. You can't go, screeched Damien. You can't leave us on our own. I'm calling our parents, shouted Lika. She picked up the phone again, dialing numbers. Sebastian grabbed hold of my leg and wouldn't let go. You have to go, you have to stay, he squealed. We're hungry. His grip was extremely tight, but I managed to shake him off and ran out the front door. So I dashed to my car. I saw the parents pulling into the driveway. Didn't stop for a moment and just jumped in my car and locked all the doors. Children on the doorstep screaming and crying. Father and mother got out of their car and they came running over. There was an angry look on their faces. What's wrong? They shouted. What are you doing? Come back here. Didn't answer. I just turned the key ignition and revved the engine. They started banging the windows. The floor decelerated and tore out there like a bat of hell and never looked back. Didn't stop until I came to the police station. I told the police officers everything they knew and handed over the videotape as evidence. Police immediately dispatched two police patrol cars. By the time they arrived at the house, the parents and children were gone. They just took the car and disappeared. The police searched the house, found the jars in the refrigerator. They also found human flesh and bones in the basement. They did tests and confirmed that these were the remains of the listening girl. They didn't manage to track the bound parents of the children. Still out there somewhere, probably living under a different name, probably still on the hunt for new victims. If you want my advice, be careful who you're babysitting for. The end.